One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
I think Arsenal are the favourites. Yeah? I think they are. Yeah?
Surprise.
But...
Why, bro?
Oh, I tell you, if he throws doo-doo at me, yeah? There's going to be a problem.
He's too fast. Play it back. He's got pace.
Andy Cole is academy. Ian Wright is 27, pro.
Yeah, pro, man, yeah. Man.
Different.
I'm with you. Ian Wright's on a mad thing, but Andy Cole, bro, what he done at Newcastle, that record couldn't be broken for how many years?
You know what? You're influenced by Benzema. Listen to what I'm saying. You are influenced by the adverts, the Nike deals, the endorsements, the culture at the time, the celebration. Take that out. And we're talking about goal scorer for goal scorer. That's it, because they're both goal scorers. Who is better?
Ian Wright's got more goals.
Who's got more goals?
He don't have more goals.
Do you know who started off that chip over the keeper?
Robbie Fowler.
Andy Cole, left foot, right foot. Maybe it wasn't as sexy as Ian Wright.
He made it sweet, bro.
Brazilian man, we're doing that.
Goal for goal, yeah. Ian Wright, no disrespect, can't touch Andy Cole. Man, I grew up an Arsenal fan.
He's Arsenal.
Hey, except for the new signing, Witt, that's probably played near your
What do you mean? What about me, bro? Why are you like, trying to...
How do you know I didn't? I'm a Nigerian international.
Listen, I played for the Turkish calf down the bottom of my road, yeah? And he knows, and they allow you a couple of foreign players. You get what I'm saying?
You was one of the two.
Yeah, bro, I got top.
He was the ringer, innit? Yeah, his name was Jem.
I touch. They call me I touch.
Mandem, real talk. I'm growing my hair. Nah, seriously. I let the wing backs do that. Trent Alexander-Arnold and that. It's a bad year. Have you not seen? There you go, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That looks cool.
See what I'm doing?
I rate that, though.
Bro, I've got to be me, bro. I've got to let people have confidence. Mandem.
I don't know if there's hair there or...
Bro, look at the wing backs.
I'm just looking like Philip Banks.
Wait.
A man's got the reverse hat already. He's talking about wearing my hair.
Hey, you have to understand, I have to do this, yeah, because Mandem, again, the surgery's too much. The Mandem doing surgery is crazy. If they don't see me doing this on the mains, when? Who
well,
is it going to be?
Well, I've done surgery, so I went Turkey. I've got a Turkish citizen right now, bro. Longevita. Bow. I've done my thing. What the hell?
Oh, raw. How dare you laugh at me? You and me?
Yeah, because I saved myself from looking like this, bro.
Hey, where did you go? Istanbul?
Istanbul, yeah, bro.
I got picked up from the airport. Dropped you off.
Hotel.
Did it hurt?
What?
Yeah, nah. That.
Was the pain mad?
I'm going out like a G.
He's got two different hair textures. He's got like Batman hair, and it feels like the troll.
Let him land. Go on.
I knew I was going to be in this position. 4 years ago, I knew I was going to be in this position.
Yeah. Final
decision. So for me, I said, I don't want to get memed on the net. So I'm going to go and do my.
Come on.
Boom. I went to go and do it. Brother, the pain was mental.
So what? It's like a tattoo on your head top.
But my experience was mental. And because it was Turkish as well, all I hear was ban or not ban.
No, that's mad. Hey, I'm standing up for all my Turkish guys.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
You man think it's a joke.
Hold on. Hey, you grew up in Wood Green, Tottenham. Have you ever heard a Turkish person talk like
Italian.
That?
Italian.
Never. Hey, get out of here, bro. Hey, stop it.
Oh.
Hey, that was Congolese.
I wish I recorded the whole process, bro, of when they was juking. Bro, They done me in, bro.
Nah,
but you know why, though? You see me? You said they're going to meme you. I memed myself, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I don't want to do it.
I cut my cane rolls off.
You had cane rolls? You had cane rolls? You're lying. That's my.
I got evidence, bro.
Big facts. He looks totally different.
Nah, but all jokes aside, I cut my hair off and my hairline was a V, bro.
How many cane rolls did you have? Was it two?
Man got the Vegeta.
Bro, I was a Mario. I was, you got served.
Man said I was a Marian.
How many did he have?
I said you got served.
Two? Or did he have five, four?
Full head of hair cussing me and Alhan.
He's lying. You're not, you never had cane rolls. You never had cane rolls.
Did you cuss me and Alhan with or without cane roll?
I was with cane rolls.
Yeah, I thought so.
He had cane rolls then.
What?
I became humble when I cut my hair off because my hairline was different.
He had no choice but to be humble still. He had no choice but to be humble.
Imagine taking off your t-shirt and your belly button's in a different place. That's how I felt, bro. I cut my hair off and I was like.
So you doing the turkey thing? Would you go?
Nah. I'm going out. Show. This is young spray right now.
Yeah,
this
no, facts. Real. I'm with it.
This spray is machine. Fresh young spray.
And I see, hey, bro, I know all my spray merchants.
Why not just get the tattoo line?
Nah, because I see a man with green hairline, bro. I ain't going out like that. Bro, the tattoo man, bro, look at my
the tattoo fades.
Yeah, they go green, bro, on a black man's skin. A man's got
bro,
green skin.
I don't know
skin
where
you
got
tats, bro. Yeah, bro, nah, myth. Yeah, you're lighter skin to your best, man.
You got a fair skin, though.
Hold on.
Light skin.
Hold on, my arms are the same color as your arms. What's going on
nah,
right now?
Nah, man, you know them light skin man trying to claim extra melanins. Trying to get extra melanins. Man said same as
I'm Malcolm X, black blood. I'm Malcolm X,
lighty, bro.
Colin, you're moving mad. You're not the same color as him. Colin, you're not the same
color as him. Am I light skin?
Listen to what I'm saying.
Am I light
First
skin?
Of all, I'm mixed race, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm not light skin. I'm mixed race too.
I rate you for believing your arms that color, though. That's strength.
I'm the color I'm supposed to be. I lie?
Yeah, well, that's even worse claiming that you're the same color
hear
as losing.
What I'm saying, though. All right, go on. I'm just asking where he's getting his tats from.
Why? What's wrong?
Why
with
they
him?
Turn green? My dad's got
what
tats.
What do you mean?
They
your
green.
Tattoo, there's green. Bro, look at your that tat on your neck there is green.
Is it
as
green?
Well. And on your hand, bro, it's green.
Is it green?
What,
I don't know.
Bro, look at his hand.
I don't know. Is
look
it green?
At his hand.
Nah. Is it green?
Bro, Incredible Hulk, bro.
Is it green?
Incredible Hulk. No,
hey.
No.
Hey, listen.
I weren't here.
All I know is
I'm
if I get
now,
in the
bro.
Shower, I come out the same. My man's line is all gone. It's gone.
But then I'll go back to the shop. I'll go back to the shop.
Nah. Hey, guns down. Hey, look, guns down. Hey, guns down, guns down, guns down, guns down. Guns down, guns down, guns down. You look, guns down, you started wrong.
You know what, that's not fair? You're from the hairline kingdom.
Where's
you're
that?
From the kingdom of
Turkey.
Turkey giving man real. Back. So you're going to be all right.
No, that, hey, you know, refusing to sign a contract at Verna, you get me? I need 45, 6 hairlines.
What?
Couple bed chants, bro.
Nah, he needs to get a PRP ting. That's what a top up.
Hey, wait. You lot, guns down, man. Let's put the guns down.
Nah, the hairline battle.
Take the hat
fine.
Off then.
Bro, I told you.
No,
I'm,
I rate.
Right now,
I rate what you're doing.
I'm heroic,
rate,
bro.
That's heroic.
This is heroic, right? What I'm doing in the streets.
No. Oh my God, I know who he looks like. Luke Cage.
He looks like Chico Bean.
Oh my God, Chico Bean!
Wait. No, but this is how.
They called you Uncle Phil.
No, this is how Mandem. Cleo.
Uncle Phil.
Cleo McDowell, what do you call it? Coming to America. That's my character right now. But it's okay, guys, because this is helping the Mandem. There's bare Mandem going through this, bro. Bare Mandem had to wear hats.
He's in the den.
Like a christening.
No, but I rate that.
It's too.
Alice ain't got a trim, man.
need some oil, something, bro.
Just oil the scalp, bro. All
right, see, look. See, now, look. I'm back to
now,
me.
Now, guns down
I'm
again.
Back.
Guns
no,
down
I'm
again.
Back. I'm
back. Right, waps down.
It's getting hot.
Yeah, get hot.
Waps down. Shall I tell you the truth, though? Waps back up, though.
Why?
For another target.
Why, who?
Scorcher, bro. Where's he gone, bro?
Hey, I can't lie. We need his head on a platter.
The excuse he gave today, I don't believe that.
To be honest, you know, he did go Turkey. He's been in Turkey for a week, 100%.
Wait, what hairline?
I don't think it was, no, it was dental. Right, it was something right. to do with dental. It was teeth. Oh, okay. So obviously,
wrap clean now.
I think, yeah.
Oh, he's getting the wham teeth thing.
All right, that's what I was about to say. Scorcher, if you come back with the wrong size veneers and you got the Arsenal thing wrong, you are finished.
Boy, my man's releasing more statements than Rashford and them man there. Sorry for the performance. Hey. He's releasing a hell of statements.
I can't have them teeth and that
Let's
frame
be
of mind.
Though, that was artistic the way that happened.
Bro.
Sat there, said what he said. The same seat you're in, you know,
man
bro.
Said Arteta Ancelotti.
Can I sit somewhere
else? Nah, it's all right. You're going to make it right over there.
Say nothing.
He sat there,
His chat is rubbish. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't remember what I said. I said, when he scores, don't bread, man.
But I said it on the thing.
That was autopilot. I wasn't even
Libby.
A vessel. I was just a vessel for that,
you see
for
me,
that message.
When that whole thing gone, you know me, I'd usually say some shit. I was in the black. I was like, it sounds mad, but it don't sound mad. But when you don't start defending it, I'm saying, I got Arsenal
right,
to win this.
You high-fived, man.
You did, bro.
Yeah, I did, but
you're in the Rico, bro. I did this. Did.
That's what I'm saying.
He was like, yeah. He did, bro. Guns out.
In that episode.
No, you tried to get, bro.
I wasn't.
But you was in energy-wise. You was there.
There.
No, but energies. You
I
was with it.
There's something where it panned to you, or there's something. I did this.
Yeah.
Libby calls me. It got nothing to do with Rice. I'm telling you. I said I thought Arsenal was gonna win.
I pulled.
I did.
We watched.
I think you're gonna win it though.
Yeah. I watched the first leg and the second leg in your yard because your yard's the oracle right now. Your yard's the origins. I feel like we're gonna win. He tried to not turn up.
He did.
He tried to stop the judge of your yard and not turn up. We still won.
No, I told you,
I'm the oracle. It's not you.
I'm coming to the crib. I'm coming to the crib. I'm bringing the hyena energy to the crib. Bro.
The hyena energy.
We ain't got. I ain't got enough room.
United. I'm bringing bad vibes.
Man said there's not enough room.
That's a big question. Are you lot? Big question for us because it's on point. It's matching. Obviously, Man United did the wicked comeback.
Against some 10 farmers, hey, and Cherky.
You see, I'm looking in your eyes right now.
Why?
Look me in my eyes, bro.
Why,
shall we
bro?
Do something for the first time?
What?
Shall we make sure each other do this so we meet in that European Super Cup match? Shall we do that? Shall we do that, bro? Shall we put this to the side, yeah?
Wait, hold on. Super Cup for Super Cup.
Super Cup for Super Cup, bro. That's your chance to lickle man us, you know?
Lippy, that means they're the Champions League winners if they beat you in that game.
It would be a big deal.
Do you know what's crazy, though? I can't say that. Yeah, Super Cup for Super Cup. I don't even want
to
play.
Shall I tell you what we're doing? We're in the line to the rave, talking about the dance battle that we're going to have. We're not even in there yet, bro.
Let's get in a dance.
So let's chill.
Have you got ID? I hope you got ID. Yeah.
Let me make another point. Yeah. You got a ticket and your ID, and you got the right footwear on. He's got football boots, no ID, no ticket.
So if he gets in there, it's a miracle.
I got ID. I got ID, bro. We're going.
Ooh, bro. No idea, bro.
You got ID. It's not your ID. He's got ID.
Oh, he's used to that anyway.
We're in there.
Leicester, gone.
Ah, it's peak, man.
Prem champions not too long ago.
9 years ago.
9 years is a long time.
The worst thing is, this ain't even the first time they've been relegated since then. That's the sickest.
Have you got a 9 year old?
Have I got a 9 year old? I got a 10 year old.
Yeah, see that your 10 year old was one. Your 10 year old was one then. That's a long time.
But bro, they've been relegated twice. You ain't won nothing.
Oh my God.
We have 2020.
Prem, man. I'm talking about Prem.
That's in the Prem. We need the Prem that you can compete for the FA Cup. I can't win the FA Cup in Spain.
Bro,
try again, Mr. Wick.
I don't want an FA Cup. I'm an Arsenal supporter, bro. So I'm with you, man.
But you celebrate, no? Did you celebrate?
Yeah, I'm always
celebrating. I know we're all hypocrites, but this is bad.
It's not bad. But we're talking about Leicester, who's been relegated, but we still haven't won a Prem. Our age mates are winning Prems, bro. Leicester have won it.
Yeah.
Vardy. What the heck are we talking about? And there's a team that's been relegated.
He's still there, Vardy.
Do you know what it is for me? I'm just a man, yeah? If you said to me, do you want to live in Bel-Air your whole life? Or live in Bel-Air, go Tottenham High Road, go back to Bel-Air, go Tottenham High Road. I'm staying in Bel-Air. I have no business on the same place where the riot started.
It sounds good, bro.
Okay.
It sounds good.
It does sound good.
Hey, Poe, it sounds good, bro. Let's stick to the reality.
Let me learn. I'm with Poet with this Belair thing. The bailiffs might come. I'm not answering the door.
I'm
not going back to the ghetto. We know what it's like. Can I call him right now?
Ask Colin if he's going back to the hood. He's not going back to the hood. He said to his son today, what house? You think my son's ever going to have a situation where we go, what house? He knows where I live.
This is
one yard.
You have to be careful who you talk around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just certain things has come up. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? What's wrong with
you? We weren't even talking finances.
How can man be at the 9-bedroom house in Brixton? That's crazy.
In Brixton is mad. In Brixton's crazy.
Hey, right round the corner. Hey, right round the corner from where he thought he was in Manchester.
The new refurbishments. The new joints.
Only Jamaicans are allowed to do that. But you lot, because Leicester got relegated. Sorry, you guys are one win away from winning the Premier League. Well done.
One win is all it takes. Possibility.
Hey, he's a Liverpool fan. He's got his shirt on the floor, man.
Nasty work.
I told him I wasn't allowed to do this. One win is all it
let
takes.
Me, can I ask you? I listen, I lose. Let me go now. Let me ask you this, Paul. If you knew your wife was leaving you, but she still got you a gift,
Yeah. How valuable is that gift?
Very valuable.
Because Trent scored the winning goal. And this is what my thing is. That I'll just Trent. I'm looking. I know they watch Filthy. Trent, that was a fake celebration.
Man, did you hear the talk at the end of it?
Poor.
Shirt off. Like, don't get it twisted.
Big up, Trent. Trent watching Filthy, do you reckon? So I'm not going to say exactly what I was going to say, but manners and respect. What right back's your wifey? If anyone's wifey's a right back, then we're moving wrong. So, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
As a right back, that's a mad team.
Look at the goals
your
for sister.
Your missus is the right back. My girl's scoring.
Don't do that. Do you know why? Because whoever, no matter what goes on right now, if Arsenal get to Champions League, whoever scores, you're celebrating. So don't do that. Big up Trent.
Nah,
Trent
man,
scored.
But you can't.
And what if he
leaves? I'm celebrating, so innit? No, but brother, the Scousers was just trying to find his yard the other day.
Libby, you know I got bigger fish to fry though. I'm just going to let you know. What, yeah? What's in the summer? Oracle. I do this every now and again. Real Madrid has changed their target. They're not on the Daniel Heisen no more. They want someone. Saka. They want Saliba.
Do they?
Yeah?
And Saliba's already pledged his future. I wish Trent could do the same.
Cesc pledged his future. Henri pledged his future. Van Persie pledged his future. They all go.
Let me get him. KG, he said something, bro.
Yeah.
He said, Trent ain't going. No, that is, bro. No, let me just... That's hope. That's hope. So what? You see what I want to know now? Let me ask you this. Say Trent does go. Is he replaceable?
Mm-hmm.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
He is replaceable. Is that the same case for like every other club? Do you reckon if anyone lost Trent, it's replaceable or just Liverpool?
Unless your recruitment's like Liverpool's, I don't know what to say to
you. So if any other club, so Liverpool's the only club
that replaces players, player
and that's
player.
All right. But if year Trent in, left year out, any yes. other club, it would be a problem.
I don't know.
All right, can we just hear this? Can I just hear this back? Because this doesn't make sense, because now he's just going backtracking.
Of course, any team wouldn't miss Trent. Any team in the world wouldn't miss Trent.
Any team in the world wouldn't miss Trent.
Any team in the world
wouldn't miss Trent.
Why? Trent, you're the first man with the doo-doo
What
today.
Do you mean? So now all of a sudden he wasn't sure. But literally, just before.
Wait, can I speak? I'm gonna embrace this.
Shout out Reclip, man.
Fight back and get that off my table, bro.
If it wasn't for Reclip, go on.
Thank you. Listen. But you remember that conversation? I said every team in the world would miss Trent, but the rest of the world, other than Liverpool fans, say dude can't defend.
But we just heard you
so
not say that.
So what are we missing? That's how I finished that statement.
Loons, I said, in a weird, people might not agree, but I think Liverpool will become harder to play against when Trent leaves.
Maybe.
That's no disrespect to him.
Maybe, but who unlocks?
We buy.
Who unlocks? I'll ask you a simple question. You say that you're not going to miss him, yeah? What Trent does, I don't think another right back will be able to come and do. So you're going to have to spend more money to find that with someone else and a right back.
But I don't think you find that at right back. I don't think you spend the money at right back.
But this is what I'm saying. You don't find it at right back. So you're going to have to spend more money to get that, right? Because you're going to have to look for another right back to cover. What's the boy's name?
17 goals.
Connor Bradley, right?
17 goals, 64 assists.
Yeah.
That's 64 assists. I think every team misses.
And that's what it is for me. If we didn't have our little VAR of life, if we didn't have our little replay, we never would have even known that he said that. So I'm
but
so,
I brother, said what I said.
But yeah, but you, I think everyone would miss Trent. Everyone's gonna miss Trent.
Well done, Poet.
You see, straight after that comment, Colin was there. He watched Poet bow down to me when I said Liverpool.
What?
You bow down when I said Liverpool always replace players. I said we replace Fowler with Owen. Replace Owen with Torres. He goes, nah, you missed the season. I said, yeah, we did. We had Dribble Cissé in between. But he won Champions League, yeah? Then we replaced it with Torres. Then we replaced Torres with Suarez. He said, not the same season. I said, yes. Exact same window. The exact same window. Exact same window. Torres went Chelsea. We got Suarez. Yeah?
He's adding
stuff. Suarez goes, Coutinho turns up.
He's adding a lot. He's adding a lot.
Who replaced Xabi Alonso?
He's spitting fire right now.
Aquilani. So sometimes you get it wrong. Sometimes. No. For the most part. Hey. For the most part, you do it.
Great
but
work.
But sometimes you get it wrong.
Hey, anyway, Mandem.
That is top class.
He said Aquilani.
And we got Colin Kazim in the building, man.
We got Colin Kazim Richards in it. Do you know what it is? You're filthy family to the level that we ain't even introduced you yet, bro.
Yeah, no, that's calm. That's all right.
You know what? But Colin Kazim Richards in the building once again.
Right. Welcome, bro. Hey, Lippy, let me introduce someone else, though, because he's messaged me.
He has.
Loon's just told me about him.
He has.
He's in the building with fake hair. It is man like Mr. John Wick, my brother.
You deserve that. You deserve that, John.
You know what, John? I want to give a special shout out to John.
Go on.
Because I met John after seeing him on the net.
Okay.
Then I see him talk about football.
Go on.
I said, you football? Then I see him play football.
Baller.
And round of applause.
Hey.
I'll swear down.
Yeah, John. I got another John Secret since we're doing
this
John Secret.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put the pressure on Paul. We once had a man on the panel that played at a level. I think we're missing one. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, John. Hey, John. All right.
I got one more. Let's just close that.
Go on then, close the show. Close that.
I found out John's name's not John.
What?
Someone DM'd me.
I was shocked when I found out as well. Hey. I thought that was John Wick.
You know. His name's Lance.
That's a John Wick name. That's a hero name.
What, Lance?
That's another hero name. Lance is a hero name.
Lance is in the building, people.
Hey. Lance.
I'm screaming.
So Lance a lot.
Listen, I'll talk about one name that we definitely won't see in any cup competition, the Unity Cup. You're not going to find a Lance there. It's an Afro-Caribbean international football tournament, which is held. It was last held 2004. Was you alive?
Yeah, I was alive. 94.
You're an old man. You're born 94?
Yeah, man. 31, bro. I'm old.
Say no more. The competition features four teams.
Come on.
Ghana.
Oh, yeah.
No. Nigeria.
Oh, yes.
Trinidad.
I'm from there.
And obviously, the key to the world, Jamaica.
This is the Lippy plus KG Cup.
Bro.
Because my dad is from Ghana.
Yes.
My mum is from Jamaica and Trinidad. And KG is from Nigeria.
What are you going to do, bro? Like, who are you supporting?
I'm just going to win. Because Nigeria ain't doing it.
It's making its comeback after 21 years. And there's two semi-finals to be played at Brentford's home ground, which is going to be pretty nice. West London. Brand Ivan new. Tony, shout him out. He's still got a box there. And so has Critical.
Oh, it's a big box.
Very big box. And the finals also played at the same place.
Can't
so, the 27th of May, it is Trinidad and Tobago versus Jamaica. On the 28th, we've got Nigeria versus Ghana.
That's the first Trini versus Jamaica game ever.
Is it?
Listen, that's the Lippy's mum cup. Trinidad vs Jamaica.
That's Aunt Titta versus my mum. That's Aunt Titta versus my mum.
Grandma vs.
That is me versus my ex-girl. My first girlfriend's from Trinidad.
Yeah.
Stunning.
That's a lot of cups.
And she left me. But
damn.
Colin, stick to yourself. Keep it to yourself, Colin. On the 31st of May. Hey, Colin got us tickets one time. Shout out, my guy. 31st of May, the final happens between the winners, obviously, of the semi-finals. Either way, we'll be there.
We'll be there.
When I say we, it's three teams. So we will be there. We have to.
All the details, sorry, for everything to do with Unity Cup is in the description below. Please take a look and make sure that you get tickets and see us there. And hopefully more Jamaicans come.
I'll be there.
Hold on, let's ask Colin. Who's the finalist, bro? Trinidad versus Jamaica. First game.
100%. Trinidad, Jamaica, and then Ghana versus Nigeria.
Yeah.
Jamaica got a good team if they can sort out the issues, yeah? Mm. Right? One thing I don't see about like when you look at the African teams, right, is the... what's the word? The local against the foreigner argument. You don't really see that too much, right? Or it's not out there in the media as much as it is when you look at like, you know, when you go and you look at like the Netflix series of captains and you see they're talking about locals and raw Englishman and rare, right? So if Jamaica can sort out all of that, they got talent, man.
But Colin, do you know why we can't sort it out? Jamaica, without even anyone getting involved, is a rebellious island. We are the rebellious island of the Caribbean. So if a rebellious group of people gets together and you ask them to unite, you have Ravel Morrison going mad.
So what do you think the Nigerians are then? You think they're civil?
The Nigerian team, majority of their players playing in Europe, decent level, same as Ghana. Yeah. Jamaica right winger, Montego Bay.
That is because what we're talking about. If you can sort out that those politics, because it wouldn't be what you're saying. It wouldn't be that. It would be who's the best and who's not the best, right? Do you get what I'm trying to say? And it's simple, but it doesn't work like that because there's so much politics.
Bare politics,
bro.
The
last time I watched a Trinidad match, the centre midfielder was a white man.
No, I knew you were going to say
he's not there no more. So I don't know who's controlling. Kenwyn Jones ain't there. Xhaka Hislop.
Hey, Dwight, you're the player centre
midfielder. Who's Trini now? Who's Trini now?
Bare dancers.
Brother.
Follow my ding, ding,
no, because I'm telling you, the Trinidad players are from Trinidad.
Jamaicans as well, but you see, like, what I do know, obviously, Jamaican youth and family, you get me? But man heard that the problem is, that all the foreign cultures were forwarding in, like what you're saying, local versus foreign vibe in there, and they're trying to pick up all English team, and because they now have a Jamaican goalie, put the Jamaican man in goal. So they're like, no way! Are you mad? Whole English and a yard man in goal. You lot are mad. We got my man up top, we got...
Who has the best quality, though?
Leon Bailey quit.
Is Nigeria.
Yeah, it's probably Nigeria.
Have the best quality. Nigeria have the best quality.
You can name the players, for sure.
All right, but look, we could talk about a Unity Cup all day. Make sure you're there, get your tickets. I'll be there supporting Jamaica. We will move on from that,
That was the maddest ad, biggest ad.
There's something we speak about on this show all the time. Wonder Kids.
100%.
In my mind.
He was Wonder Kid.
No, let me just learn. Because in my mind, I was a wonder kid.
I'm a factual wonder kid.
No, he's a wonder man.
No, I was locked up.
I
was locked up.
They believed in you later on.
No, they believed in me young and I thought I had it when I thought I was still 16 when I was 24.
Did you know what I'm saying? I hear that, but Colin, you was somewhat of a wonder kid.
No, I wasn't.
I bought your own football manager a couple times.
100%. I think on certain scales, on pro evolution scales, man, we're changing your stats.
So I don't mess up. What's a wonder kid to you lot?
You was young, on the scene.
I think the wonder kid, is broad. It's as broad as that. It's as simple as that. A young talent, spark.
If that's your definition, then by your definition, by mine, no.
So what would you class your come up then?
My come up?
Yeah.
Forward up.
Childish. Yeah, they're mad. Sorry, bro.
If he didn't say I'm bun, I would have said that. It's loons, bro.
But you can say bun on Easter.
Yeah, bunny.
So my come up, I think was a different type. I went about it a different route. You understand? Obviously, I did my youth team football at Arsenal, and then I went to Wimbledon, West Ham, etc. Obviously, I went to League Two, and then from there, it kind of exploded, but it was never in the bracket of I had this wonder kid thing from 12, 13, 14. Do you understand?
No, that's now
for me.
That's the new wonder
kid. No, it's not really the new wonder kid because it's the potential in it where your class says, right, this guy's going to play for such and such. Don't get me wrong, in my mind, I was going to play for Real Madrid. I've always had that mentality, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. By the media and the market and the people that are the gatekeepers of football, I never had that. All right. So for me, that's how I look at it. Do you understand?
But then, Colin, there's two different approaches. Like, obviously, now it's a bit more difficult because there is so much exposure to these players. It's kind of difficult. Everyone's a wonder kid to a certain extent. But at the time that, when you were coming out, the time when you was raising your profile as a footballer.
So hold on, why are we not? This is what I'm saying. Let's not move the goalposts. Say bun up now.
You're moving mad as a debutant,
That's a mad debut.
There wasn't much exposure to some of the young players that were up and coming. We had to rely on Sky Sports and maybe your couple of coaches that would have spoke online about players. And one person that got spoken about quite a bit when I saw was you. Like loads of people would speak about you only in a good light as well. By the time the Sheffield United move comes along and you're playing in Turkey national side, we all expected that to a certain extent. The only player I saw get super exposed and I was like, oh my God, was Joe Cole. Joe Cole was a rare case. But outside of that, I didn't know about James Milner until he scores. I didn't know about Aaron Lennon and all that until they're playing.
But I think that's more because obviously we're all from the same kind of areas as well, right?
Before viral, before internet, before
the whole pro evolution FIFA. It's like, you see me, I'm born in 91. So by the time I'm like 10, 11, it's like pro 2, pro 3. It's like players that I haven't even seen play, I've got them on PlayStation games and that. So with you, that was kind of like the football manager thing.
Is it that same thing where you see a player, you mentally, you're just signing for your team, that you was this guy for me, I'm telling you, You're in and around the same age as me. You know, like you're playing this game, I'm the gaffer, I want a young team. Yeah. You understand? Cesc Fabregas, you're around the same age as him, innit?
I don't know, I'm 38 now.
Yeah, you're around the same age as Cesc. So I'll build this young team, you get me? And then you see them. You see them on TV and you're like, raw, he's actually dope. I know about my man. You tell your brethren, he's cold.
And you
but he's
of
cold
first.
Off your FIFA performances. Yeah, it's not what you've seen.
Let's have it
that
right.
You, bro.
There's players like that now. All these Nkunkus and Red. I've saw them on Ultimate Team years before I saw them kick a ball. So it's like, I think you was like the origins of that. So when we say Wonder Kid, I kind of think that's when the bracket became a bit bright, a bit broader.
Because Lippy, it might be different. A Wonder Kid in the world of football directly could be completely different to us as media. Like as
British Wonder Kid, absolutely.
When you was good, Arsenal were declining. We started our decline. Mm. Players like you, we wanted to see players like you
100%.
Over Arsenal.
Because what you said, you're in a decline when he was making his way up. It's so difficult for young players to break through when a big club is in a decline.
No, I just think at the time that I was coming up, it was more of like my profile didn't suit certain places. It's just fact. That's the reality.
Did you know that? Did you know when it wasn't going to happen for you at Arsenal?
At Arsenal?
Yeah, did you know when?
When I was youth team?
Yeah.
No, I just wasn't enjoying my time. That was it. It was nothing about, and also, like we had this conversation off camera, like my dad comes from where we all come from and was about all of that. You understand what I'm saying? So my dad was all about pathway. Pathway. You ain't staying in London when you're 15, 16, 17 to get caught
to
up,
end up
in whatever.
Certain things,
like pathway. What's going to get you the quickest? What's going to get you there the quickest?
I don't know if everybody knows, Colin now is a coach at Arsenal. And it's funny that you talk about pathways. That's what you kind of have to create for these younger players going into the first team. And a couple of pathways that someone's created to allow some of these players going into the first team has been the likes of Ethan Wanyeri. Do you know what I'm saying? He's been giving a pathway and he's playing Arsenal first team football now. Skelly. And then there's them two boys even at Man United that left Arsenal heaven.
Yeah, so now I think football's changed now, isn't it? Football's changed a lot. I think the guys that are like, it's crazy. Like, so now the guys that are like 30, 31 are old. Like that's crazy
experience
to me.
In our day.
But that is experience. For me, that's not old. That's like, right.
Peak,
You're there.
You're ready.
You know everything now. Like kind of like when you got a manager that's kind of secure within himself, those are the kind of guys that you want in your team to help cultivate the younger generation and the younger players that you know are going to be stars.
Mid-age.
Do you see what I'm saying? But nowadays we're calling them 30, 31, are old because I think that's the way the world's gone now. Everything's consumer based. Everything's very fast. It's
very
Instagram
fast,
and it's TikTok.
Like
you drop an album. Even us now, right? So we moan about this generation. Yeah, we all do, right? Right? Even though I'm not like you. I'm not an old hater. Yeah, I'm joking.
I love the old.
No, but listen to what I'm saying though. We moan about them, right? But it's us who sets the pace for them.
100%.
So it's us who gives them the environment. For example, even me now, I'll listen to an album for 2 days and it's like
it's
what's
done.
The next
yeah,
one?
It's done. Yeah.
Do you understand
reset
what I mean?
Pace,
so it's like nowadays the old 30 and 31, it's not just within football, it's everything that. Even the younger generation will look at you and think, right, you're old. Well, big man, I was just your age.
Let me ask you this, So obviously you came into the game when I kind of think the game, it was difficult for young players at that time to break through.
England was in transition. Getting out of pace and power and getting into technique.
There you go. It was the 4-4-2 to kind of the 4-3-3 era was a bit mad. So do you think you would have found it easier in these times as a young player?
Absolutely.
That's a good question.
Because me personally, I think you would, innit?
I think you play at a much higher level.
Someone would have picked you up, bro.
There's different variables now, though. You understand? Me, I'll be honest with you. Me, who I was at 13, 14, 15, would I have been able to handle this Instagram, TikTok and all of that without saying something every day, without getting, I don't know, because I was the type of person that, exactly what I felt I said. You understand what I mean? So there's loads of different variables. There's so much different variables. I think if we look at it, right, they're coming from two different environments. I think the youth of today, the boys and the girls now, and we're talking about youth team, right? They're coming from such different environments into their environment at home, into their environment at football, into their environment getting on the train, having to get here, coming from Croydon, maybe to East London, going from East London, maybe to South London, wherever it is. It's difficult.
It's different now.
Do you understand? It's very different. Now. Do you understand? I remember for me, I had to get the train, and I said this before, I used to get the train from Walthamstow Central all the way to Putney Bridge. Yeah, mad, that was mad.
Across the city.
Yeah, I used to have to change at Earl's Court to Putney Bridge, catch the bus from Putney Bridge now to Richmond Park. I'm coming from Leighton, East London, right? So now I understand what these boys and these girls are going through. So what I say to them is, listen, I know how tough it is to get in, right? But as soon as you get in here, we need to see a jog, get changed, get straight in. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, let's get it rolling. So if could I have done it now? I would like to say that I definitely would, because my mindset was I was going to be a footballer no matter what. You couldn't tell me. I had teachers tell me, you ain't going to be enough. You're going to be here just like all of us. This is what a maths teacher, Miss Stott. Yeah, so if you're watching Miss
Stott. Yeah, I love that you named her. Yeah, I love that, because you know, Bearman say, my teacher told me I weren't going to be shit.
Let me name him. Mr. Page, you said I weren't going to be a footballer. I believed you. So I didn't make it. If he didn't say that, and he was my maths teacher, what did you know about me? He didn't know about me on pitch.
Wait, can I do one?
Go on then.
Mr. Goss, you told me I'd end up in prison.
That's a gov, though.
He was right.
I'm here now. Yeah, he was right. 11 times. But we're here.
So do I think it'll be easier? Yeah. I know it was a long off answer. No. The way I played, maybe, maybe. But there's so much other things that are involved in being a professional footballer. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I can sit here and say to you, okay, because we're all from a different generation, right? So we kind of look at football different. So it's like eye test. But now it's not based on eye test a lot. You understand what I mean?
It's about how do you handle a loss. I've seen something like
there's loads of stuff like, that is
how does he handle a loss? How does he handle, is he the same in losing? Brother, does the guy kickball good? It's a yes or no. If he does, let him choose.
You know, like, but like, you know what it is? When you come to a certain age, right, you're trying to see certain mindsets within players. So it's opinion based as well. You understand what I mean? Because you might like something in a player that I don't, right? And now we have to try and compromise that. You understand what I mean? So
What if you don't see what he sees?
But that's what I'm saying. So now we have to have conversations, and people have to be open to having those conversations, because some people want to be ignorant, be like, no, that's not what it is. But it is, look. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So for example, if someone's losing and they come in and they kick up the changing room at 15, 16, for me, I don't see a problem with that. Now, when I talk to you, if you're being disrespectful, now that's a problem. That's a problem. If you're being disrespectful to your teammates now, it's a problem. But you come in,
at Arsenal, how they manage, obviously, Miles Lewis-Skelly and how everyone acts. And obviously, I've seen him in the derbies as well. He's combative. Like, he's going to say how he feels. What was that then? Because he must have been someone that there was a couple of
I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I'm not allowed to talk about stuff like that, right? Yeah. But just on that, because obviously he is first team now. Yeah. I'll talk about what he's doing in his first team pitch. Nothing about youth team. Yeah. I don't see a problem. I'm talking as player now. Forget Colin, coach, right? Player. I want that on my team.
Absolutely.
What? He's coming in. What?
Passion, bro.
Absolutely.
What? You try to ask, man, who am I? You wouldn't want to ask me that at that age. What? Who am I? Bro, all right. I'll show you who I am. And it might not have been football. Like, because that's kind of a disrespectful thing. Like, I remember, I'll tell you now, Sendros. And I'll put it out there. Sendros, and this is on my... I'll be honest with you. Sheffield United at home, Bramall Lane. Who was beating them 1-0, and he tried to cash me off like this, like, who are you? And he went like that to me. And I said, yeah, all right. And then went in the tunnel, went whatever. I'm not going to talk because I'm not trying to.
You don't know you're from East London, though, innit? You think you're a chef? Yeah, be up my chef, man.
I'm not trying to glorify.
I'll glorify that type of behavior. Yeah.
But we're all men and we're competitive at that moment. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But what he did was kind of, I found very disrespectful.
100.
Because my thing was, if you couldn't say it to me off the pitch, don't say it to me on the pitch. Yeah, because I don't believe in...
That's what I believe in.
Yeah, I don't believe that's in, my thing. It's just football. I can say it.
I hate that.
I don't like that,
bro. See me, yeah? What I'm going to say is this one time, yeah? I got arrested for it because I was driving on the ban, yeah?
So you broke the law. So straight away,
straight away in the wrong.
But go on and say your story. Say your story.
It's not the same.
Yeah, yeah, but it's at a low level, but someone's been ultra disrespectful.
Low level, there's no level to that. Wait.
Someone's been ultra disrespectful. If someone's been ultra disrespectful, and it's like what you say. If you don't say it to me on the pitch, and if you won't say it to me off the pitch, don't say it to me on. So he said something to me, I can't remember the ins
and outs. Was he on the hard shoulder? Was he on the motorway?
No, 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 I'm talking football, yeah? Okay. So, look, so after the game, everyone's saying to me, it's football, but I'm enraged, yeah? I'm enraged. I am plotted off, yeah? I've blocked, I know what car he is, and I've blocked his car in. Yeah, I've blocked his car in. He's called the old
Bill. With no insurance.
Hey, listen, young people, I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah,
he's gone wrong, he's gone
mad.
And I've got nicked for driving down the band. But it's just that same thing.
No, I get what you're saying in context.
If you can't ban, if you, like, and even though I was in the wrong, of course I know I'm in the wrong.
You know that's why we never made it in football, innit? Because we was waiting for men in car parks. Over tackle.
Do you know, it's funny that you say that because, you know, I saw Arteta do something in training one time where he stopped someone for pulling off a trick and he said to them, if you can't do this in 90 minutes, don't even bother doing it in training. So it is, it's funny how the mentality can shift.
But then
you lot,
but then we're saying that's killing the game though. We're saying that now we got this system
balanced
and we're not
balanced.
Listen, did you see what happened last week? Well, 10 days ago in Brazil. You lot must have seen that.
Depay.
Yeah, Memphis.
Sub stood on the ball.
He stood on the ball. Now they've banned it, right?
They're banning everything, don't
they? We're talking about in Brazil, they have just banned a skill, a creative skill,
yeah, that's
because someone got upset. Hear what I'm saying to you. You see me, and remember, this is what I was saying, I don't want people to take me out of context, right? You know, like when we're playing football, yeah? If I'm up against you, bro, and you've elbowed me, that's part of the game. Mm. I'm okay with
and
that,
And you've done it per practice.
Yeah, yeah, I'm okay part with that. Of the game, like, bro. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. It's part of the game. You see stuff that's part of the game. So if Memphis is standing on the ball to try and entice me and antagonize me, and I'm stupid enough to fly kick him and get red card, that's my fault.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Absolutely. If he's got that creativity to be able to do that, right, and also the blaseness to be able to go and do that, right, man, do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's the change of football. What's going on now, isn't it? Right? If we really go through football now, who's got that eye test and that wow factor of like it's a feeling. We used to watch football. Like, it's a feeling. It's not
Odegaard. No, Odegaard. When the ball rolls in, you see eye test on me. But just like how he rolls the ball, just how he turns.
But one thing that you said that was interesting is the game's getting younger. I think the transition happened with COVID. I think when COVID came, a lot of businesses have looked at the fact that it's probably easier for us to get some of these young guys instead of buying this guy for 40 million, taking the risk and it all going wrong. I can just bring this guy up. He can go for a free, but we've already maximized the amount of years on him anyway. So let's take a look at that transition. How does that affect your ability to coach? Because prior to that, Arsenal were relying on 30-year-olds. We're signing a bag of 30-year-olds. I can't even imagine any top club signing 30-year-olds right now. You've done your coaching with none other than Granit Xhaka. What was that whole Badges experience like? And was there any of the transitions within football that were implemented at the time when you was doing your coaching course?
Right. So I did my coaching Badges, like you said, with Granit, Cedric.
What Cedric? The right back Cedric.
Suarez. Yeah, he's now in São Paulo.
He would have punched up Lacazette.
Huh?
If it didn't get stopped. That's my opinion.
Have you seen it on YouTube?
Yeah, I've seen it. I thought you said I would have punched that.
No. You probably would as well. You're taller than I thought.
100%.
He said 100%.
Nah. Who else? Carlos Cuesta? Yeah.
Okay.
I did my badge with Carlos Cuesta as well. That's obviously Mikel's number two, right? Top coach, by the way.
Serious.
About the set piece coach. You got any?
No.
Joves.
No. But. For me, that, you know, that's a very good question, you know. And when Poet's serious, he asks his crazy questions.
God bless you.
There is a course now called the AYA that is probably more gauged towards that, right? So it's an AYA, which is youth A license. Yeah, that you actually now need to do now to work in youth team football.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. So I haven't done that yet. I've done my A license, which is more gauged to the professional game. But now, as of this year, continuing on its AYA license, which will probably teach all that. Did I get informed on anything to do with that? Not really, but I'm the type of person, as you know, I'm very good at communication. I'm very good at building relationships. I'm very good at understanding and having empathy.
Mm.
Understand?
Not much in football.
Yeah, and I think that's what sets me as a good coach is having that empathy with the younger generation as well. And because you have to understand, by the time I get to being a head coach, which I will, just state that, right?
Manners.
All these young ones that I'm training are going to be the pros. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'll have those relationships, I understand talking to them. And that's why I said to you, like, the football terminology have changed from our time. There's so much different words now.
Do you think, so you are kind of from a more modern era of football, yeah? So I feel like the players that you're coaching kind of play kind of how you played, not too different. Was the coaches that coached you, did they kind of play a completely different game to you? Like them old school English wingers and...
So I give it to you like this. That's a very good question as well. So coming up, I was very misunderstood because of the way I played football, right? When I first was at Bury...
Is that where you first got scouted, yeah?
No, that's where I did my apprenticeship, YT, right? That's
YTS,
what we call it.
Yeah,
now
yeah,
it's called
yeah.
apprenticeship, yeah. So I did my YT at Bury and... When I got up there, obviously I'm from London, no one's from London. So straight away it's like, oh my, who's he think he is? Yeah. You understand? Like a bit of a swag, a bit of a vibe. Like I was very sure of myself, right? And at that age there, I was very techie. That was my thing. I was very techie. Like I flick the ball over your head, look back at you, pull it through your legs and tell you you're rubbish, whatever. Right? So they didn't
you're
know.
You're one of them, man.
Yeah. No. No, but for me, but you have to understand at that age, I knew what mental warfare was. Yeah. You understand what I'm trying to say? So I want you to try and hack me down and get sent. I want that. That's what I want, right? So the coaches didn't understand that. They didn't come from that.
They just wanted runners, innit?
That's what they wanted, right? Yeah. You understand? Until I got into the first team and I did it on the first team stage, helped Bury stay up because we was bottom of the league. We stayed up in League Two. And I remember Dave Flitcroft come to me and was like, yo, I thought you was a whatever.
Charlie
but
B.
you know
Bullocks.
What? You're the guy.
Where did that play style come from, though? Why is it that you wanted to play with, like, you know, a bit of flair and stuff? Was there a player that you was looking at? Or
of course, when we was growing up, let's go through who I used to watch growing up. Ronaldo, Rivaldo, Ronaldinho, Ian Wright, for example, yeah? So the celebrations, yeah? So all the culture, yeah, Andy Cole. You understand what I'm trying to say? Who else I was growing up?
Pablo Aymar and all them man.
Pablo Aymar was crazy, right? Obviously on the TV at the time, that's who we was watching, right? So just naturally. But what I did learn, right? Because sometimes it's good to have a difference of opinion. I started understanding how physically gifted I was as well. You understand what I mean?
Stronger,
and how
bigger,
I can win,
stronger,
right? Yeah. And how I can win games now from what the game needs from me.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Because have you always been this size though, yeah?
No. So you see, my son's 14, right? He's kind of on a small side, right? But I was that small. When I got to 16, 17, I just went.
Hated youths like you, bro.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Haaland. Let's go back to Haaland though. I want to talk about these two new boys at Man United. I was upset that younger players are leaving such a wonderful place to go and deal with devils, but we all make our choices in life. What can Man United fans expect from the likes of Heaven and Martin? Because we haven't...
Heaven's cold.
He's good.
Heaven is cold, bro.
He's good.
Well, I haven't been yet, but hopefully after a good life, I go there. I want to ask Colin, because he's the coach guy.
Makes sense.
He will know. Colin, talk to me about Martin and Heaven, and I can hear from everyone else.
So again...
You can't talk about the experiences there. But
right, but what I can say is if you've seen some of their clips and some of their games, right? Bro. They are good players. I think they're top players, and obviously they came through at Haaland, you understand? So they wouldn't have been there if they wasn't top players.
Chido and Aiden are playing in a certain competition.
Aye, aye, aye.
But Ethan and Miles
are playing in the real competition. The real.
That you never won before.
No. Neither has the other boys.
You've
never won before.
This, let's have it right. I think the talent of young kids right now is scary.
You know,
it's that PSG team.
Mums and dads are starting to do the one-on-one coachings and stuff now.
Gal is going in goal. Gal is going in goal.
Yeah, what do you?
Go on.
I feel like I know what you're gonna say.
I think so.
But do you know what it is?
What are you gonna say?
Do you know? I feel like I know what you're gonna say.
Hit.
But what I will say is this year, it's the investment that counts. I'm not saying everybody is good, but. It's the fact that they're training.
No, I'm not talking about the players, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. But do you know what it is, though? They might not be good, but the fact that they're training every single day.
But do you think people do that, right? Because they think that it's going to better them or because they see someone else doing it?
No, because they see somebody else do it.
I think this is a problem, genuinely.
Let me tell you something, right? I've been all around the world and I'm always flying around, yeah, just because of how my career went. And I think the best thing that someone can have is their passport and use it. All right, let me just claim. Let me say that I didn't leave the country till I was 18. I had to naturalize here in England.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
right.
Same thing.
So I never had a passport, right? And now I use it.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna say this to you. You're talking about why the youth is so good right now, and I think the talent right now is crazy. This new generation, their talent is very, very, it's high level. I think that's more because of they're able now to have access to seeing players. So YouTube,
yeah,
Instagram, when you use it in the right way, right? They can see that when we was growing up,
you had nothing, newspaper.
But what holds them back though? I give you what holds them back now. And this is not just England, right? This is everywhere. I was in Switzerland last week, right? From here to Switzerland, okay? I'm walking around and I'm seeing no ball games. Cross. I see a kid's face, cross, no kids allowed.
Yeah, that's mad. A kid's face crossed
off? Yeah, like not allowed playing. They're not allowed to play in this area. So imagine now, because some of the stuff that these people are doing with one-to-one coaches, they can do on their own.
Yeah, 100%.
They can do on their own. You can go and you can have a ball. You see Berbatov's videos and a wall and you can do that.
But you know what it is though, crazy. Yeah? It's like when people have a personal trainer, they can go to the gym on their own. It's just that extra push.
Yeah,
do you get what I'm trying to say? And I'll be real with you, not all personal trainers are good. They're just going to have you on a treadmill for like an hour or make you do a few squats. But the fact is that you've paid money, you have to dedicate yourself to this because some people don't have the natural dedication to go and do things on their own.
I think you have to do the due diligence.
110%.
Yeah, you need 100%.
Some motivation.
But that's why I feel like that's why parents are starting to invest in these people to have them
parents only investing
doing things. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Sometimes parents are investing in Instagram coach or personal coach, whatever 100%. It is, because of what they think he can do for that boy, as in access to clubs and access to scouts and access to this, rather than what he's actually able to develop in your son or your daughter. So for example, I've worked with certain players, yeah, that have been one way, haven't seen them for 2 weeks and come back with these traits that are just not realistic to playing football. So you're going to do shooting, for example, and when we're working with personal coaches, right, there's nothing that leads up to the shot.
Yeah.
They're just rolling and shooting, boom, boom. It's everything before the shot, right? Mm. So how have you been able to create that space to get the ball?
Anticipation.
Have you seen the goal? Have you seen where you are? Have you looked at the lines on the floor? Because it's not always a scan. Have you looked at the lines on the floor? Have you created that space? Are you now, check it, are you now playing at one pace? Because when you go there, you're doing that one pace. So now when you come back, football's not like that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. You don't have to be fast or quick, but it has to be some type
you
of change.
You have to be sharp in the brain.
I want to ask you something. You're a coach and you're a dad.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
I got two questions for you. First of all, your kids, can they play? Are they good?
My son's cold.
So, of course. My second question, it's got two parts. I want to ask you, and then I want to explain something. So I want to ask you, is Baller Tech genetic? Because I say this, I see Jorginho's mum bring it down on her chest.
Crazy.
No, let me just land. No, let me tell them. Listen, if you throw a ball at my mum's chest, she's calling feds. And I think that's why I never made it.
I'm finished. Wait, are you saying my child's ruined?
When I saw Jorginho's mum bring it down, and she's nan level now, I said, God knows what his dad could have done.
Lippy, my mum's a shell is in the kitchen. You throw a ball at my mum's chest.
I've ruined my child already. Like, if Tech's genetic.
Tech is genetic, it is.
Like me, my kid's got a one baller gene. Me. Their mother. So right now, KG, Loons as well. I know you're used my mate a baller as well. All of us, man, and yours. Let's get on the pitch from now. We got Colin sitting here right now.
What I do is I put my son in environments to be able to sink or swim. That's it. So when we go back to Brazil, he's in the favela playing on the pitches that don't have no grass. Like everybody, it's called Campo de Terra. Yeah, so it's
Campo
just
Campo de Terra.
Yeah, yeah, it's just no grass. It's just soil, sand.
But you know
what
you're doing?
That's how they get good, right? I put him in that.
Boys, we're going to Brazil. We got to make it.
I think what does genetically come, because there is, I don't think it's like DNA, right? But what it is just being in the environment.
They watch you, yeah.
They're seeing what you're doing. They're watching football the way they're understanding, because his understanding of football is top, right? But that's not because of he was born from my loins and whatever.
Man said loins. Loins is cold. Loins is cold.
You understand what I'm saying? He's just been there when I'm watching football and we're just naturally talking about it.
You know why you're right? I see a video of Ronaldinho's loins.
Hey, hey, on my mum's life, I was gonna say that. On my mum, God's watching me. Lippy, you took my joke.
Let me just land.
Nah, Lippy, you took my joke, bro.
Let me land.
Hey, them loins, they key loins right now, bro. What? What is?
The key loins.
Hey, no, Livy!
Ronaldinho's youth might be the worst. He's up there with Teddy Sheringham's youth, Charlie Sheringham.
Hold on. Yeah. I can't let you lot do that. No. You lot saw that one video, that Barca video, innit?
Yeah, he's at Burnley now.
He's supposed to be
Is
doing all right.
Is he waving now?
I don't know. I think that was just a bad day.
Nah, man. I've seen too many bad days then, bro.
Hold on. We went to Bournemouth for the filthy episode. Mm. Bournemouth B was playing. Beckham's son was playing.
Aye,
bro,
yo.
Bro. Well, let me,
hey,
let
yo.
Me just land. Let me just land.
Hey, yo.
Let me just land. He wasn't playing.
Yo, can I say something, though?
So it's not genetics. I got hope.
Genetics. It's not real.
It's not genetics.
Genetics ain't real, bro.
No, it is. Work. Genetics is real.
If you're from, like, let's say, I don't want to use none of these. Let's say, for example,
Jamaica.
Let's go Kanu. Let's go Kanu. Nwaku Kanu's son, for example. I'm not going to none of you lot. I'm not making it, right?
I ain't got a son, so just imagine my son.
No, but you wasn't a top footballer.
So, I was! Don't do that to me! Norwich!
So hear what I'm saying, though. What happens is that these young people, whether it's a boy or a girl, are not in the environment that we got created in.
They don't have the struggle. Yes, they don't have the work.
So let me tell you something. You see, my son, I'll be honest with you. When we go away, I drop him. There you go. Figure it out.
Rafa Velez.
I drop him at his cousin's. Yeah.
City of God.
Figure it out.
Because he said it for fellas, for real.
But his family's from there. He's with his cousins. Like, bro, drop
the league off at the favelas is crazy, though.
Oh, it's just like Jamaica, then. You just drop the youth.
Yeah, it's that same.
You hear what I'm saying? So it's an environment, bro. Because otherwise, if he's just around what we're doing now.
He ain't going to learn. Maybe it's not genetics, but maybe because you're so similar, if you put him around the same things that trigger you, then you might get the same type of responses.
You understand?
So, like,
for example, that competitiveness. For example, like, playing in London and playing outside of London. Obviously, all right, let's not make it just London. London, Birmingham, Liverpool, Manchester.
The cities.
You get me?
Yeah.
It's very different to playing somewhere that is like, I don't know, bro, Kent.
Like the towns. A city to a town.
You understand?
Town.
It's just
men are kicking leather.
No, don't get me wrong. They're learning football a different way.
Yeah, they are.
They're learning football a different way, yeah? But this way is a bit different. Bro. But what I would say for our generation is what we have to do is be able to let these guys become Gerrards, like we let Gerrard become Gerrard, like we let Ledley King become Ledley King, and we let these guys become who they was able to become. Because what happens is now, we just, right now, my man's dead. See what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What? Laughing at my, like, for example, Anthony. Yeah? Whatever. Right? But to be honest.
Galton's supposed to see.
I'll ask you, because you're a straight Liverpool fan. How long did it take for Gerrard to be the Gerrard that we're talking about now?
90 minutes.
No, it didn't.
Sheffield Wednesday.
First season, he's done that screamer against Manchester United.
Okay,
so
he's done one shot.
No, don't say Gerrard, say Henderson. Say Henderson.
I like that one.
No, but hear what I'm saying is, listen, Gerrard is always, you always knew Gerrard was going to be able to be Gerrard, right?
Yeah.
So don't think I'm saying, he was like a 50-50 and we've allowed. What I'm saying is, though, we still allowed Gerrard to be the Steven Gerrard that we're saying is
got
in
to
all
be
first
wrong.
Team
got to be wrong.
11 Premier League.
It's that time where, sorry to cut you, but just to make it back to Arsenal, you see that time that we gave Gerrard? Skelly and Wanyeri, are they going to get that time? It's a different time now. I kind
can't
of appreciate it. It's not
that.
2001, it's 2025. These guys are different mentally anyway. I think they're a little bit more capable. What type of time do we have to give these types of individuals?
Remember
and
when
what
I
is
say,
the ceiling for them?
Okay, hear this though. Remember when I say we, I'm not talking about coaching and all of that. That is what they're doing. That's that, right? I'm talking about, it's not even that. It's not even coaches and that who kill it. It's you guys. It's the fans. It's us off
talk
the pitch.
About that. What do you mean? So how?
Because we put narratives and the media puts narratives, right? He's not doing this and he's not doing that. So everyone jumps off it. On it, sorry. You get what I'm trying to say? So,
cancel bandwagon.
You called Skelly a liability after like 15
minutes.
But this
is what I'm saying.
No. I don't support
Arsenal.
You're
part of the problem.
No. I don't support Arsenal. Wait. Pete, sorry, Colin. I don't support Arsenal. I also said, yeah, massive part of the problem is saying, get the gaffer out after you've lost the game. Like, I don't, remember, man on this show said, at the start of the season, man said to me, Liverpool, do you think you need a new left back?
It's the same way, I get what you're saying. What I'm saying is that we want, for example, let's take it away from football. Let me see you now fly to Peru, yeah? In this podcast thing, learn Spanish, learn how to speak, learn how the way he moves, learn how they live, and try and do it after 2 months.
Yeah, Colin, the podcast is locked off. Because I'm saying hola, and then I'm speaking English to them.
No, but do you understand what I mean, though? Right? So what I'm saying is, when do we, as a consumer,
it's easy to just watch.
When do we, give someone an opportunity?
We have a play in Rasmus Højlund, and it's happening now. Yeah, look at the... We have a player in Rasmus Højlund that was killing it at Atlanta for that level.
Killing it.
He was doing well at Atlanta.
7 goals.
As a young player, he's killing at Atlanta, yeah? Now he's at Man United, and what you're talking about, all those things are there. Are you saying that he deserves time?
Or? Can I say something to you, though? Which transfer in the last 10 years has come and just smashed it at Man United?
Only Bruno, that I remember.
Yeah, it's the only one.
What I'm saying is the problem Højlund or is it something else? Because every transfer that comes can't be a bad transfer.
I think it's Højlund, honestly.
You understand what I'm saying? So like he just did, because everybody wants to look at numbers all the time and it's really jarring. It's so jarring that you want to look at stats. 7 goals, there's some things that he does is top characteristics. It's just that they're not gelling as a team. There's, how many crosses come in for him?
Where is he?
No, don't start a new convo, bro. Because Højlund is...
Thank you.
I'm saying, for example, so there's so many different variables to what is a good transfer and
can I ask
transfer.
You a question then? Mm. Because Højlund, Xerxes, there's a man I'm going to name now who has the same trim as you, plays the same position as you. Jadon Sancho. I ask every pro, and especially because you play the same role as him, I want to know just your opinion of him. Open question.
Talent-wise, I think you it will be hard to find someone with better talent around the world than Jadon. All right? Has Jadon done some things that he could have done better? Yes. Did we not all at that age? There are some things that he didn't need to do, i.e. come in the media, because this is why when you ask me if it would have been easier for me, I would have done the stuff Jadon Sancho.
That's what I was just about to say.
That's what I'm trying to say. You will never win that argument against your manager, bro. He's got a bigger outlet, a bigger forum, bigger everything. What he says is the end. That's it.
He's the Lord.
So when he said, well, Jadon ain't trained well this week and Jadon sends out, today I did. Bro, he said the whole week. So if you train one day, good. So there's some things that Jadon could have done better. But I tell you now, if Jadon gets in the right hands, yeah, there is no way that Jadon shouldn't be in the England squad starting.
You hear that, KG?
Wait, guys. Don't say that to me.
Hold on. Let me tell you.
Don't say KG.
Check this.
You don't rate
him. Hold on. Jadon, not done well at United. Pogba. Hold on, check it. I'm going to give you all of it. Jadon not done well at United. Pogba not done well at United. Who else? Memphis
Falcao.
Not done well at United.
You can go forever.
Who else?
Falcao, Di Maria.
Everybody, right? And I'm not, what I'm trying to say is that I think sometimes, like as United right now, United is not the United of 1990s or early 2000s, right?
He prefers Aston Villa.
Yeah, what I mean by that though is...
Rashford prefers Aston Villa.
But Aston Villa are better now. They're better now. They're forget much about better that. Now.
United are the problem. It's not the players.
Yeah, I hear that.
I think, but listen, I can only go off one of the best players in the world, and he's said it 100 million times, right? Cristiano.
Same dinner lady when he went back.
Yeah, not just the dinner lady, bro. What I'm saying is though, is that there is a bigger problem, right? And us outside are never gonna know.
Colin, can we go back to one thing just before we get onto the
Jadon Sancho?
Go on.
Listen, Jadon gets in the right hands.
But he's in the right hands at Chelsea, though, right?
No, Maresca. Stop being silly, bro.
But this is the thing, though. Jaden came. Enzo's there. He's worked with Enzo before, but they got about 100 million players over there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Sometimes a player like Jaden needs to have or feel I'm the guy, innit?
He has to go to a team where he's just going to play every week.
But listen to this, though. When he went to Dortmund...
Looked better. Looked more free. More free. But,
and out, I think outside of England, the media ain't how the media is.
So can we stay right there? Yeah, because I really want to get this point across, especially because we're speaking about younger players. My father always used to tell me, there's certain things in life you can avoid. So stop moaning and prepare for the worst.
My dad said that. Your dad never made up.
He said that, yeah, that made up the thing. Yeah, we had to make sure, bro. My dad said it with a Nigerian accent.
But you're an idiot.
So his one was the truth. That was the original.
The truth is, yeah, that is going to happen.
There's and I heard barbershop, innit?
I heard you speak about how players wear the problem. But guess what? We ain't going nowhere. So I think, what point do you have to, what point or have you had to say to some of these younger players, or do coach have to say to players, brother, you're going to have to find another way around that issue. Because if that's going to make you stop playing football, for me, I tell all the younger players, you might as well quit now, star.
Because
you
think that's going to stop. So Instagram. Brennan turned off his social media.
Brennan Johnson,
he locked it off.
That's the public social media. He had a normal one.
Trust me. So my whole thing is, what do coaches now tell the younger players, if anything, on how to deal with that situation? Because like I said, we can tell them like, oh, we're the problem. But guess what? Like I said, man ain't going nowhere. What,
fans?
The fans are maybe the problem, but brother, the fans ain't going nowhere, bro.
It's very difficult now with the way the laws and regulations are of what you can and can't say. Like now, back in my day, like, listen, you're 15, 16, coaches... Yo, shut up.
I'm gonna tear up Joey Barton in the shower.
I'll smack up Joey Barton.
Me too.
You see, we keep having, you know what kills people is expectation in life, right? We expect these kids to learn stuff at home, right? But maybe they're not. So for example, at school, we ain't showing them how to cook dinner, how to wash their clothes and how to keep clean. We're teaching them about Henry the VIII and stuff like that.
First time I cooked chicken, almost killed the yard.
No, but
they didn't tell me how.
See,
bro.
Like, I hope people don't take it as a meme because it's something I really believe
facts,
in. You understand
facts,
what I'm saying?
It's facts.
So I like to really just talk to them, right? This is what's going to happen. This is what could happen. Absolutely. And it's not if, it's when.
Mm.
That's the thing.
I'm doing that for my daughter now. She's on YouTube and I'm just preparing her for like the comment section. So you got to deal with it. You got to deal with, I show her the comments. My daughter's 8.
Damn.
I show her, like, I say, look what they say about your dad. They say he's on a RICO charge, say he don't know bull.
Yeah. I said, loons is they.
No. But I say, no, but in the comments, they go hard. Like, sometimes they'll be saying, rah, line up this week. But then you're here, like, doing your thing. She has to see that to understand you're going to step into the space and deal with that.
For your daughter, is everything based off how many views and stuff like that she gets?
No, I don't tell her about it. I say, don't watch the views because you're going to lose it. You're going to, if she's waiting for, like, she'll do a video and say, why haven't I got 100 subscribers? Or how mom, I ain't got as many subscribers as you. I say, you can't do it for that.
Yeah, how I teach to my kids at home. Yeah, if you want to do something, do it. Don't worry about nobody else. Yeah. Like the other day, listen, this is so funny, bro. I swear to God, my kids are over there. If I'm lying, Kyle, say something, right? We was coming back on the plane from Switzerland. I was picking them up from their grandma's, okay? And I was in a good mood and I started singing and dancing with my daughter and my son was like, Dad, you're gonna get embarrassed. There's so many people. And I just said to him, yo, and I said loud in English, you think I care about all these people? I don't know them. I ain't gonna see them again. I couldn't be bothered what they said. You understand? I couldn't be bothered. I worry what you think though. Because you're who I love, you're who I'm with, you're who I'm around. No disrespect, I couldn't, if I saw Tom or Terry, I never, oh, that guy looks weird. Okay, cool. I'm vibing with my kids. We're waiting, the plane's delayed. You know what I mean? I'm trying to give them a little bit and we're dancing and we're salsaing and sambaing, whatever it might be. And it's a little fun to take off, not all these telephones and all that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like real life.
Sitting there on the telephone.
You know what?
Nah.
Colin.
Do you understand?
That was a great story. But, no, let me just land.
See this guy.
Let's get down to the real reason why you're here today. I pulled some strings. Poet got you down here. You have a cousin that plays for Real Madrid.
A cousin?
You just saw what we've done to them. I think he'll do all right for us. Arda Güler. And I want to highlight something.
Swear down.
That's not his cousin, bro.
I was going to say.
KG needs to take a touch, too. He needs to take a touch, bro.
Hey, but no, these are powerful, though.
No, they're real.
Hey, these are powerful, though.
I've never seen KG like this. KG's on point. KG's on point. KG's on point. This is your second time on Filthy. I was not here the first time. You said everything in an English accent. Apart from Arda Güler. And I knew, say Arda Güler the way you
said it. Arda Güler.
Hey, what did they say on the tannoy again?
Yeah, I have a problem with that though. We said that last time, innit? I have a problem with people that don't pronounce the names.
No, I was about to say, I love that. I love that.
But go on. They tried to banter me last time.
They did. If I was here, I would have proper embraced it. But chat to me, man. Chat to me. Wonder Kid coming out
That's a Wonder
Turkey.
Kid.
That's a Wonder Kid.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Because you know what it is? I think we kind of saw you more as a Prem Wonder Kid, UK-based Wonder Kid.
No, I just believe, honestly, and this is, seriously, it's not to try and get no ratings or nothing like that. I just believe it's obviously, bro, you know, like, we're Mandem. We're from where we're from. Yeah. We're all from the same areas. So when you see what, well, back in our day, I don't know if it's not like that now. Like, it's a lot of like, oh my God, my man's dead or whatever. Nah, it don't matter if he's dead, he's made it. This is what
there
I
weren't
saying.
Many, there weren't many.
You said I look like Chico Bean on the first time.
There's
you
no meet SHIT
me,
footballers, you know?
I'm glad you said that.
It's so
you
hard
know.
To be a footballer.
Yeah, but your name was ringing though.
I tried to say to one of the youth them that Ebanks Blake was a Wonder Kid. And he almost called me outside.
No,
to
but
start.
He was.
No, but I'm just
he
saying.
He was.
No, but he was. All
he
I'm
was.
Saying. No, but this is
bro,
my
he was playing at Man City and Wolves. Like, he was.
United. No, but Loons, this is my thing, yeah? Anyone that's like, man, see, especially this, I'll get onto him next. Episode. Yeah, but my thing is, if you're from an environment like me, yeah, like broski, I'm not trying to take the piss. I've got man in my ends that play non-league that are Wonder Kids to man. They're doing the mad thing. What do you mean you're playing for Dulwich Hamlets? You're a bad boy.
Well, let's take
a look at it. Let me just finish. But all says, because bad heart, you see where I'm from? But then we got Raheem Sterling. Is he the next guy that made it in my ends? He's playing for Cricklewood FC. So it's just there's levels.
Chunk, it's Raheem Sterling then Chunks, bro.
Nah, but he's not a baller though.
He is. I've seen him at Wembley, bro. Don't do this. Like everyone ain't played at Wembley.
So, hey, land with Arda.
So I'm just saying, how do you think he's finding it over there? Because me personally, I kind of think he needs to move on to a team No, I'm just saying.
So you want him at Arsenal?
Is it? Can I just finish my point, boys? There's a team in North London. They might wear red. They might play the Emirates.
They might.
But the right-hand side and that kind of Odegaard role, I kind of think he could, yeah.
Centre midfield.
Something in between Nwaneri and Saka.
Mad.
And doing, I'll why not? I think he could do it in that space. You don't think he could work
three
in that
lanes,
space?
We can go get a local food
I
and...
I think that's not never going to happen.
Then text him. You can make
what,
it
What, Real won't let him go?
No, I think he's in the plans. He's in the plans.
I think he's in Odegaard.
You don't think he's not? You think he's not?
I think he's similar to Martin Odegaard. I think he's
no,
in
so
that.
No, you don't think he's in
Real
Madrid's plans?
He's already passed it. He's already passed Odegaard.
Why I believe he's not in their plans is because growing up and knowing football, you see Real Madrid, they only bring players like them young players that they buy through if they're defenders.
From your perspective, okay then, Vinny Jr.
Bought him.
Oh, so you think he is in the plans or he's not?
I don't think he's in the plans. Like, Vinny Jr. is a wary, but like everyone else, they buy them.
Yeah, but hear what I'm saying.
I'm confused.
Oh, wait, I'm confused what he's saying as well.
Like Varane, they bought them and then that's the only-
Okay, but look at Vinny.
Sergio
Vinny
Ramos,
played Castillo.
That's the only
Castillo.
One.
Castillo, yeah? First year. Now he's playing, he's the guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Arda's going to have to come in. You're at Real Madrid, the biggest club in the world. Bro. You can't just come in and they're just going to play you.
Absolutely.
Like, you're going to have to earn that.
Colin, hold on.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I'm trying to work here. I'm an agent. Let me land.
You're not going to your club.
Let me just land. Colin, you got another cousin. He is playing for Juventus right now. On the left-hand side this time. I think we need cover over there.
Tall as well.
Caleb tried to sign him to United. You notice how I said no? Because I want him at Arsenal. Juve to Arsenal in 2025 is a step up.
Definitely.
It's a step up. You think he's ready for that step up?
I think all players are ready for the step up. You have to adapt, innit? Mm.
He's more ready than Arda Güler.
Nah, Arda Güler.
Do you think so? Well, no so way.
Can you talk to us about Arda Güler?
Arda Güler is different, right? The reason why you think that is because he is
pacey,
more
direct.
Physical.
Yeah, pacey, yeah.
He's physical and you're thinking, oh, the adaptation. But you see when Arda comes on the pitch, he controls the game He just controls the game without even having to run. He sees things on the pitch. He plays at his tempo. Look when he comes on for Real Madrid.
I see him shooting from halfway line.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Who's cheeky on the free kicks when he comes on?
Yeah, it's him.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's very different. I definitely think if he came, obviously there's an adaptation time. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But he would definitely suit. He could definitely play in the Prem. 100%.
I think Man United will offer him 400k and just kill his career.
Sticking with Arda Güler, what player would you say he likens to the most? I know Mesut Özil's had great admiration for him in Turkey. What player do you reckon that exists that we all know is a little bit like Güler? For people that don't know about his game. Güler.
That's a good question, you know. I ain't never really thought about it like that. I don't really compare players like that but nah, because I think it's pointless, man. It's like comparing Mike Tyson to AJ.
Yeah, that's 6'4" and a 5'9". You can't do that.
He defo similar to Mesut. Yeah. Yeah, but he moves better.
Ooh.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mesut Iniesta vibe.
Like he moves better with the ball.
So Mesut and Iniesta together.
My boy behind the camera just said Isco. Is it that type of player? He moves like?
He moves better than Isco as well.
He moves better than Isco?
Moves. What I mean
by Coutinho.
Listen to what I'm saying. Maybe I'm getting it. Maybe you're not understanding.
No, I'm hearing you.
You see when he's got the ball and he's moved.
Just lighter on the foot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
lighter. I'm not saying he's better than Isco. No, that's not what I'm saying, because Isco is...
Yeah, no, we're saying the movement. So it's like Coutinho.
The move.
Poetry in motion.
Nah, I think... he's left-footed. To kind of compare him to Coutinho is kind of like... Nah, but
forget the foot.
Do you know what he's got as well? So he can dribble, but he's also got vision. You understand? His understanding of the game is top. His decision-making is the right decision. It might not come off, but it's the right decision. Do you understand what I'm saying? For someone, and I'm going to say this, and the Turkish media will probably take it, whatever. For someone who's come up in Turkish football, youth team football, to be like that.
He's unreal.
Is crazy. Because you're not talking about now Mesut Ozil, who grew up in Germany. Yeah. You're not talking, the only one that was like that is probably Arda, the other Arda, Turan. You understand what I'm saying? But other than that, we're going back to like
Hakan
Şükür, Tugay, Hasan Sash.
Tugay, baller.
We're going back to those
baller
type of players.
Liverpool, but in the last
20 years, yeah, you ain't really seen that. You ain't seen that because, the youth team football is not of a level that it should be.
Was there Tudguy as well? He played up front for Middlesbrough.
Oh, Tudguy, Sheffield
Wednesday.
Tudguy. But he never played for Turkey, but he's Turkish though, yeah. With the bald head.
Yeah.
You're taking away man's caps because you got caps. That's a vile man.
No, he never played for Turkey. No, he's Turkish, but he never played for Turkey. Not Tudguy, he's talking about Tudguy.
Guy.
Sheffield Wednesday, striker.
You like my Turkish, right? You like my Turkish. Yeah.
Tugay Abi is the one who took me to Galatasaray, so I would never say, so I would never say something bad. But what is he saying? Caps 43.
Jesus
Christ!
Is it a crime?
Say 43. That's a door number.
So you've been all over, you play football all over the world, yeah? Is anything like the Turkish fans?
Yeah, Brazil's crazy,
man,
bro.
I'm not going to lie to you. Turkey is one of the best vibes.
Hooligan Realms.
What?
Hooligan Realms.
Who's your brother play proper for? Is it Samsung? Samsung.
He don't know who his brother plays for.
No,
that's
I know the team.
Samsunspor.
Samsung. Yeah, that's Samsung.
They got one of the richest presidents in Turkey.
Yeah, they're good.
Support your brother, bro.
Yeah, president is good man still.
An exciting player. Hope his next month is horrible. Doué. For some reason, PSG are buying all the wingers.
He's the coldest young player right now.
That kid there is different. Doué, you can't punch that you up. Yeah, he's physical.
He's really physical.
You understand? And yeah, man, chat to me about Doué.
I think he's the top three talent right now.
Yeah, real deal.
Not even talent, like he's there.
He's the one in
He's top. Obviously, you got the other one that's up there, like we see Yamal. Yeah.
We're going to talk about him in a second.
Should Arsenal be worried? Should Arsenal be worried for that clash?
I think you're in a semi-final of the Champions League. I think everybody, would be silly not to be... Not. I don't think they're worried. I think they'll take precaution and
they're worried about Saka.
And set up. Yeah, they will be, of course.
I told man, when Saka's back, we're going to win. No one wants to listen to me, bro.
Of course, but let's stick with Doué.
Facts. Facts.
You know what's very... he's 19 now, right? Is he 19? 50 million, was it? 50
at
million?
18. Lens, isn't it? Come from...
No, he came from Rams.
No, Rens.
Rams, yeah. Rams, yeah.
Someone of that age, right? that obviously broke in the team when he was 18 and that, to be playing like with that confidence and stature of someone that's been playing 10 years is a credit to him, but also a credit to Luis Enrique, right?
Great coach.
To
there's a couple of them in that
to
team.
Instill,
you know?
Yeah, this is what I'm about to say to you, to install that confidence of, listen, when you get the ball one-on-one, BSL. It's you one-on-one, wherever. They play one-on-one football, attacking like dribble pass. You understand?
I turned on PSG on the weekend to have a butchers. Mm-hmm. They got Zaire Emery playing centre-back in a three. Just
what?
Just controlling the thing. Press
that
resistance.
That league is dead, but carry on. Nah, but
you can still do that.
That's dangerous. That could be the clip as well.
Don't clip yourself,
when you get knocked out, you could scorcher, young scorcher.
We can lose and the league can still be dead.
That's true. But I just think it's credit to them, innit? Because they got Doué, they got Ousmane Dembele playing central.
Do you know who you lot ain't got up there?
Who?
Rodrigo Mora.
Monaco.
No, Porto.
Left winger, 17 years old. Crazy
one
player.
More, one more as well. Ethan Nereri. Ethan. I'm our Liverpool man, that boy. Me and him was at the Adidas show. We was at the, no, but he's supposed to be on this list. We was at the Adidas show. He got the lever out wide. I don't know, I was just watching the game. Lippy's like, man, this one I don't like if you don't pass. Didn't say it, wrapped it top bins. I just said, brother, this is why you gotta shut up, let these young boys do young boy thing.
I said he takes too many touches.
And he just wrapped it, and top bins.
Yeah, but you've now turned in to that whole media of that me,
you
system.
Get me? So you're the problem. You're turning, saying, you're turning, this is what I'm saying,
you turn into a system man now. How it's like you don't even know what you want.
Lippy Arteta.
You don't even know what you want. Because one minute you're saying you want.
Let me land.
No, wait, hold on. Let me land.
His hairline's real. If it rains, his one stays. Go on.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone.
Bro.
Go on, chat with me.
Do you know? Brother, do you know where it is, yeah?
Yeah.
We want players to express themselves. Yeah. Then when they express themselves, he's able to take too many touches.
But, bro, he ran past the ankle. I didn't know he was superhuman to go back on himself. Bro,
Rubinho and them needs to do it. They had fun with it, bro.
The ball's this way. He's cutting from the left, yeah? He's cut back to the halfway line, yeah? He's taken a touch. He's taken another touch. When he's taken that touch, I said, why is he taking that touch? Somehow, he's just done an O'Neary thing and teleported to the right angle and just
he knows what he's doing.
I ain't got that kind of groin joint.
He knows what he's doing, bro.
That's the wrong move.
No, but this is what we're talking about, right? This is what we're talking about.
I never made it. But I can admit that I never made it. You man still think you got a chance. I know I never made it. My mum can't take it on the chest.
I feel like with certain positions, yeah, like wingers and just let them express.
You got to let them play,
bro.
Innit?
Remember how a lot of us have grown up kicking ball? It's in the cage, bro. Free football.
Everyone's a winger.
And it's like, they want to now start putting like rules on us and we can't express ourselves, bro. Someone like Sancho, and this is what we keep coming back to players like Sancho, they need to just be played. Like, just let them do their thing.
I ask you this, Colin. It's kind of open, but I want to hear your opinion more than these, man, because you actually play the game. Yeah? Do you not think you kind of have to meet halfway? So it's like cage ballers with the discipline linking up. There's a man that mash up Arsenal over there. I don't want to look over there right now. But yeah, go on, chat.
No, you know what it is? You know, you want to get certain players in certain positions on the pitch to be able to do what they do. Because for me, if I'm coaching you, right, and you're this maverick and this creative player, right, I don't want you to play what I see.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home.
When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Right? I want to get you to that. Otherwise, you're just pointless. I want to get you to that position. I want to get our team to that position and make sure underneath that we're cool and everything's all right. When you lose the ball, because you're going to lose the ball sometimes, fine. And that's your reaction, right? But when you get your ball there, let Neymar be Neymar. Mm.
Let Lance be Lance.
Yeah. Let Sancho be Sancho.
Let John Wick be John Wick.
Here we go.
Can I ask you a question? Would you do what, I guess, the Argentina team done for Messi and what Jose Mourinho's side done for Hazard when he was at Chelsea, which is... Everyone else do the work and we save this individual to express himself purely because he's going to do things in the game that you man can't do. Is that something you would do with Lamine Yamal? Because his highlight reel, I watched a 10-minute highlight reel from a 17-year-old and I can say there's no 17-year-old in my lifetime moving forward that will give me a 10-minute highlight reel.
I'm saying to you right now, 100%. I'm saying to you right now.
Lamine Yamal is the best player in the world. I had enough.
Away from Ronaldo, yeah, R9. Mm. Yeah, we go just to there because when we go before that, you know, like these, a lot of this generation won't even know them, like Pele, Maradona, da, da. But let's just go to there. I've not seen a 17-year-old and do what he's doing, right? Messi didn't do
man
it.
Got baptized
Cristiano
by Messi,
didn't
bro.
Do it. None of them did it. And do you know what's even crazier, Paul? It's not even all dribbling. He's combination, bro. His combinations. It's crazy.
Do you know what I don't like about him? Yeah, there are certain things I see players do, like Lamine Yamal, and when they're younger players, you're like, oh, he must have tried that so many times in training, and this is the one chance he's had to display it. And that was the outside of the foot pass. Lippi, he does it every single week.
Let me give you a story.
Every week, like it's none.
It's Lippi time now.
Sorry.
So I turn up on Saturday, I was on the bench. I was very angry.
Why?
Right, let me just land.
On the bench, it's systematic. Not getting a game.
No, let me just land.
You're both not being
let
on the
let me just slap, boys. You see when you lot mash, you see when they stop my story, it's mad. Yeah, but hear this. After about half hour, because God knows the truth, we're 3-0 down. Yeah? So they put me on now, because it's my time now. The first thing I did, I tried to do, was an outside of the foot pass.
I
almost broke my knee. How these man just fling broski. I was finished. I acted like I got fouled. No one was round, man. That automatic, what do they call it? Travella. Is that what they call the outside of the boot?
In Europe, yeah.
Yeah, the outside of, what do they call it in Brazil?
Tresdale.
It was Tresday. I didn't get the O.
I
broke my knee.
Hey, wait. Did you not win?
Nah, we lost 4-0, but there was only one goal scored. They only scored once when I was on the pitch.
This is Loons doing football, yeah? A penalty.
Has Loons
Cecil's in goal?
Loons the goalkeeper's not got gloves
Cecil's
on.
Cecil's in goal.
Cecil is his ex-pro?
From
Travella.
Where?
His ex-pro is
Travella penalty.
I did.
Let me see that.
Yeah, but do you know what the difference is?
I know it was poor.
Hold on. Do you know what the difference is? I tell you what the difference is, yeah?
Just Travella.
How many people was there? What was on the line? You're talking about. Hold on.
Oh,
finally!
Finally! What was on the line?
What was on the line is a real question.
What is at stake?
Hold on.
Finally!
It's about to go down.
Let me finish. Why? Listen to what I'm saying.
Hey, Colin, we're not friends.
Hey,
no more,
listen,
man.
Nah, Luz, listen, bro.
This is my guy.
Listen, I got mad respect for you, yeah? It's not a disrespect.
Because they'll shoot us.
Hear what I'm saying. Nah, man ain't afraid of that. Hold on.
Hey, KG, you're the media.
Hey, right, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Never you.
Yeah, but listen, could never be. But listen, hey, hear what I'm saying. Let me land.
This trick's hitting.
The reason why I say that, yeah? It's not a cash me off statement, right? It's just because I think people diminish what footballers actually do on the pitch, right? In front of 60,000, yeah? quarterfinal, semi-final, Champions League on the line.
Yeah. Declan Rice.
No, he's looking Saka, the chip penalty.
What I'm saying is, what Saka's thought, I see everybody said, oh, he wanted to try and make it about him. No, I think he thought, you know what? Courtois always dives.
Yeah, he's a good diver.
And he saves a lot of pens. I'm going to try. I don't think he meant to dink it that way. I think he meant down the middle, and he's kind of...
Did you see the clip, what Jude said to him?
What did you say to
him? Do you believe it was that?
He said, I reckon he told him to. He told him Panenka it, bro.
No, he never.
I reckon.
Lippy. No.
G.
It's not wrestling, bro.
It's not. What do you mean it's not wrestling?
It's not wrestling, bro.
What do you mean it's not? Brother, let me tell you something. I know it's not wrestling. Let me just laugh.
How many of these did Saka's, you have as
Saka's
well?
A rude boy, you know? Don't think he's an idiot, blood. We know that. Burnabout. The U is not an idiot. He rates himself, bro. So you see because you see, I'm telling you, he thinks Jude's a little bit of a little man, a little bit. Because he's thinking, fair enough, you're at Real, but you see, when I was in certain realms, I didn't see you, bro.
Yeah, I didn't see you.
So he's saying, fair enough, you're there, but you're telling me to do something. All right, cool. I missed them.
Yeah, but then what happened? What happened after?
No, because I said, no, let me just learn.
What happened after? And that's what I'm saying. That's the difference between, and this is what I'm saying.
Did you see the analogy I said on Twitter? You see the analogy? I was in the rave, I saw my enemy. Yeah? My brethren that weren't involved in the beef told me, go fly kick your enemy. I missed the flat kick. So you don't listen to the guy that's not involved. It's your pattern. You understand? I squashed it after because I landed next to him. I said, do you want a drink? We were by the bar. You get me? But before that, it could have been different.
Yeah, he had to win it. He had to.
Oi, trying to flat kick someone and squashing it.
No,
it's crazy.
I landed perfect by the bar.
Henny and apple juice, please, boss. Henny and apple.
Yeah.
Hey, what you want? For my man over there.
You drinking.
For him over there.
Yeah, literally, bro. I landed with a couple, man. I just think sometimes if it's your battle, fight your battle. Don't listen to a next.
All right, Colin, let's do our battle, then we're going to leave. We've got a battle. PSG, bro. You had some strong words before we came on camera. What do you reckon about Arsenal's chances before we go against PSG?
Mm. You're mad.
Big question. I want to know, bro.
In these drinks?
It's powerful.
It's spears. I don't know what's in there.
Never again.
Never.
God, what do you reckon about our chances?
Arsenal's chances. Arsenal just beat Real Madrid over two legs. Yeah, I think
Arsenal. As well, by the way.
And comfortably as well. And I think Declan Rice, I think.
Cold, man.
The two games that he had, are one of probably the. Will be. Memorable to the Arsenal Champions League for years to come, right? He was a machine over those two games. And I'm not just talking physically, decision, mentally, his passes, his regains, it's everything, right? All right, cool. I think Arsenal are the favourites, I think they are,
Surprise.
But...
Why, bro?
If he throws doo-doo at me, there's going to be a problem.
He's too fast. Play it back. He's got pace.
Hey, no. But seriously, what I mean is I just think everybody has this opinion on Paris because of whatever's happened, right? Do not sleep on Paris.
I think it'll be harder. There's no way. If we go through, there's no way it's going to be 5-1 on aggregate. No way.
Listen to what I'm saying. They've got a coach, that is a top coach, right? Listen.
Treble winning.
Might be foolishness though, because corners and stuff.
So would you reckon, before we go, and actually I'll hand it over to John Wick to close, do Arsenal go through or do PSG go through? Say it. You said it off camera. You're scared. You saw what happened to Scorcher. Say it.
You don't want to jinx it.
Scared for what? No, I don't want to jinx it. No comment.
Don't want to jinx it. Why are you getting involved?
Smart man, no, looms. Love.
You don't want to know why I just say that? It's only simply because, like, internet, I'm smart. Internet stays forever.
Hundo.
Stays forever.
Scorcher's finished.
It don't matter what Scorcher does. It don't matter how many he gets right in the future. He's finished online for that
Declan Rice needs to score a hat-trick of own goals in the Champions League final for Scorcher to ever be right. A hat-trick. Never happening.
The only way he can land is if he makes a tune with Declan Rice. I'm joking.
Win the mobile.
Win for that tune.
The conviction that he was saying it was like,
it's the
conviction.
Problem.
It's not what he was saying, because you know what? Listen, I'll be honest with you. Forget everything, That's his opinion, innit? That's his perspective. If you ask me who I like more, who I'm going to say Messi. You're gonna try and argue about Cristiano, but that's your perspective. It's my perspective. And we're all fans, and that's what makes football amazing. You get me? If you ask 100 people, you could have 100 different players who are the best players for you. Yeah.
Delivery.
But it was his delivery.
That's your, that's what
his
it was.
Conviction.
Nasty.
That is why it's got
you
him
capped
into
him.
A
mad don't meme. Do that. You rated
it. I was gassed. I like, I'm here for Arsenal agenda,
you know what
bro.
It is? This is what I didn't like about it. Because you did the, you know when you egg a man on, but not like you're backing him, like regardless of the, what the result is, you're going to act like, so when he wins the fight, you're rating him.
Yes.
When he loses the fight,
he's them man, he's them man.
Whatever the result is, you're riding
with. As soon as Arsenal agenda, I went like this, I don't care. I'm here.
So you're part of Scorch's mess. All right, everyone at home, remember, KG is also in the Rico for not knowing about football.
I'm doing something with a team called LDN City, right? London City. We're about to make a lot of opportunities for young kids, right? To take them to one of the biggest tournaments in November in Spain, right? Anybody that thinks they're good enough, all right? Look out for LDN City's Instagram, right?
What's the age?
The age will be 2011, so it'll be under 15s.
Oh yeah, I'm 15. Right?
I think I'm good enough, but I can't play.
It's gonna be one of the top. Real Madrid, Barcelona, all those teams are going to be there. Yeah.
KG,
proper,
can you still
sell
passports?
And listen to what I'm saying, though. It's all going to be sponsor-based, right? So who's good enough goes. It ain't who pays. I'm not on none of that, right? So London City, select team. Yeah, look at that, please. It will be amazing. That's one of the reasons why I came here.
All right, give Colin a round of applause, please. Thank you,
please. Colin.
Thank you, Colin. All right, give John Wick a round of applause.
John Wick.
All right.
My brother.
Like, share, subscribe, all of that good stuff. More. Colin, thank you. His details will be in the description below. You can talk to him personally as well.
You might see me playing for Trinidad.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.